Once upon a time.
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week we're taking a little bit of a detour into uncharted waters, territory that I am not used to traversing by myself. That is right, we are walking face first into the wall of Berenstain Bears collectibles. Now, ordinarily, I would have my collector boys, I would have Brad and Jeremy on the show to talk about a collectible like this, but A, I'm very greedy and want to keep this all to myself, and B, I am so overwhelmed with work and other things that I just simply can't take the time out of my day to schedule and try to work around other people's schedules, and I didn't even ask them, so don't think they're like being difficult or anything. I cannot at this moment schedule guests. So I'm doing this by myself. So a little background. I have a coworker named Jen who is delightful. She's amazing. She is a collector herself and a reseller. She goes to a lot of different shows. She sells a lot of different things. Just a wonderful person. And her desk is right next to my desk at work, or would be if I still went into the office regularly. But every once in a while, she comes across a Berenstain Bears item, and sometimes she just gifts it to me, which is the most wonderful thing. And since I go into the office rarely, there will sometimes just be a gift for me on my desk. Well, last time I went into the office, she was not actually in, but I spoke to her over the phone, and she said, make sure you check your desk. So I checked my desk. And ladies and gentlemen, I was granted the most amazing thing I have ever received in my life. It is red, it is hard, it is square, and it makes sounds. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about the 1994 original San Francisco Toymakers Talking Stories featuring the Berenstain Bears.
I, Mama Bear, Brother Bear, Sister Bear, Friendly Frog, Ribby.
That's right. This is a talking storybook that you control. How do I describe this? Okay. I'm going to try to paint a picture in your mind, and I'll also provide on our Twitter feed and on our Facebook page a video of this thing in action. So don't worry, you'll see it. It's a hard box. It's a hard box. It's plastic, hard plastic, and on the back it has a hatch for batteries. On top of it, however, is a plastic frieze or bas relief of the bear family. You have brother, papa, mama, and sister. And then, of course, everyone's favorite fifth character, the friendly frog. You know, the friendly frog, the other famous Berenstain Bears character. Well, he's featured prominently in this. And the cover says Talking Stories. It has the older picture of the bear family in the heart. Mama, Papa, Sister, and Brother, says the Berenstain Bears underneath that. And then above Talking Stories, the big Talking Stories, is what looks to be Brother Bear, but drawn in kind of old Bear, like 1960s, early 70s Berenstain Bear style, but also not drawn by the Berenstains. It looks like a logo almost of a yelling Brother Bear. It's interesting. They've sort of adapted Talking Stories, I guess, their iconography into the Berenstain Bears. Now, I'll get into what this company is, what the other books in the series are after I talk about what this book is. I was going to cover this up top, but I am too excited to share this with you. So, what is this book? So, it looks like a box. It looks like a hinged box, because that's what it is. It doesn't really fool you into thinking it's a book. The book structure of it isn't apparent until you open the lid. So there's a hinge on the left side, and you in a little tab as you can lift up with your finger here, just pops right open. On the inside, quote unquote, cover, it's plastic, is what looks to be a Stan and Jan Berenstain drawing. I assume it's them. It could be a graphic artist who's done it, but it's definitely at least based on elements of their work, like just the positioning and Mama's making a weird face, but other than that, so it's a drawing of the treehouse. Sister is leaning out of one of the top windows, watering the flowers in the window box. There's flowers in the window box below that window, and then on the first floor is the picture window, and Mama is washing that with a rag, and she has a wooden bucket with water, and she's looking over her left shoulder towards the viewer, but she has a disgruntled look on her face. Why? Because Papa is laying in his sun chair, fast asleep with his face covered by his hat, and Brother's at the bird feeder feeding a bird with his hand. And I bet you're all wondering what Friendly Frog is doing. He is hopping into frame. That's just like something Friendly Frog would do, is hop into frame like that. And it's definitely a drawing, a Berenstain drawing of a Friendly Frog. I simply do not understand why Friendly Frog is the fifth character in this. It's obvious from the structure of this toy that they needed a fifth character. Like, it's how it's designed. You'll see in a second. But okay, also it turns itself off after a second, so I've got to keep going here. Well, let me just explain what this is. So on the right side is a series of 25 buttons, and above those are three other buttons, and above those three is another button, and then in the upper left corner is a speaker. And what it is that the top button has the word on, and when you press on, it goes like this.
Once upon a time.
It says once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Get it? It works. Underneath the on button is a blue button, a yellow button, or a red button. The blue button says lots of silly stories. The yellow button says tell me a story. And the red button says play it back. Now, I didn't get any instructions with this, so I had to look this up online. Fortunately, there's pictures of this fresh out of the box. So here's what it does. Let me just find the list here. Here we go. So what this is supposed to do is the book itself is meant to create your own stories. So you just press any of the buttons on the front of the 25 main buttons in any order, and it'll make up a story. Now, if you press 8 buttons and then you press the red button, it'll play your story back for you. If you press the yellow button, which is tell me a story, it'll tell you a coherent tale using the buttons. But if you press blue, you're going to get lots of silly stories. And it says talking stories lets your child's imagination go buck wild. It doesn't say buck wild. Go wild. With 25 different picture buttons of words and phrases, their favorite characters can tell them thousands of stories. Your child will have endless fun while learning to create different sentences and stories. Talking Stories closes for easy storage and travel at home, in a car, on a plane, wherever you go. Talking Stories is a wonderful learning experience. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you brought this thing on a plane, you would be the most hated person on the plane in 1994. Just putting that out there. So let's see. So there are 25 buttons in 5 columns. So the first column is our main characters. We have Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Brother Bear, Sister Bear, Friendly Frog. The second column is a series of verbs, past tense verbs, and the subject of the verb. There's like the verb and then the direct object. So you have dug some worms, baked a cake, got a skateboard, got a pogo stick, hopped along. The third column is another series of actions. You have went fishing, crossed the road, went to the store, went to the farm, and one that's not an action. It's a descriptor. I'm I'll just wait and play it for you because it is the best descriptor. The next column is and an action, and hooked and visited and bought and saw and zapped. And the final column is the final direct object. A fish, grizzly gran, a banana, a cow, a fly. Now, why they didn't use grizzly gran as the subject, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can if you want to do her in that order. Do it in that order. Do the book in that order. You're not obligated to do these in any particular order. Now, what do you do with these? And what's the point of this? Well, if you push one of the buttons, say I pushed and bought. Here is what happens.
And bought.
Now, I don't know if you could hear it, but the and bought was accompanied by a slight clicking sound. Listen again.
And bought.
That's no mistake, because what you're hearing is the Papa Bear, like molded three-dimensional Papa Bear on top of the book, has a hinged jaw, and it flaps up and down when you push a button, because the idea is that Papa Bear is telling you the story. So when you push Papa Bear's button, it doesn't say Papa Bear, it says...
I, once upon a time, and bought, I, fun day for all.
See, and then you push play it back and it plays it back for you. So I'm going to try creating a story here, and then I'm going to have Papa Bear tell it. Let's see what happens. How about
Grizzly Graham got a pickle stick and saw friendly frog ribbit a cow.
And now I'm going to play it back.
Near a muddy pond, Grizzly Graham got a pickle stick and saw friendly frog ribbit a cow, and they all went home for a yummy dinner.
And now I'm going to make up a story that uses the one phrase that I didn't tell you about, because it's the best phrase, and if anyone wants to sample it and use it in some sort of hip-hop song, please do. So I'm going to incorporate it into the story. Here we go.
Brother Bear baked a cake, mouth wide open, and saw Mama Bear, mouth wide open.
Let's play it back.
Near a muddy pond, Brother Bear baked a cake, mouth wide open, and saw Mama Bear, mouth wide open. It had been a fun day for all.
The inclusion of the phrase mouth wide open is the funniest thing ever put on a children's toy. It's the highlight of my week. This book was the delight of me and my daughter, Mitzi. We played with this thing for like 10 minutes, just making it say mouth wide open.
Mouth wide open. Mouth wide open. Mouth wide open.
You cannot understand the joy that gives me. Also, you can't make Papa Bear the subject of anything, or the direct object or the affected individual, because he never says his name. Let me see.
Once upon a time, Grizzly Graham dug some worms and saw I, and they all went home for a yummy dinner.
So there's some limitations to the storytelling. Now, if you push tell me a story, it'll tell you a real story.
Once upon a time, on a sunny day in Bear Country, Brother Bear got a skateboard. Cool. Went to the store and bought a banana. Just after breakfast, everyone watched as I dug some worms, went fishing, and plucked a fish. Leaving the pantry after a ride in the pickup, Mama Bear baked a cake, crossed the road, and visited Grizzly Graham. Later that evening, near a muddy pond, Friendly Frog, Ribbit, hopped along, mouth wide open, and zapped a fly. It was getting dark when, all of a sudden, Sister Bear got a pogo stick, went to a farm, and saw a cow, and they all went home for a yummy dinner.
Coherent tale. Now, if you push lots of silly stories,
near a muddy pond, Brother Bear baked a cake, went fishing, and plucked a fly. Climbing out of the treehouse, I dug some worms, went to a farm, and bought a cow. Later, leaving the pantry, Mama Bear hopped along, crossed the road, and zapped Grizzly Graham. After a ride in the pickup, Friendly Frog, Ribbit, got a pogo stick, went to the store and visited a banana, and they all went home for a yummy dinner. Later that evening, Sister Bear got a skateboard,
cool,
mouth wide open, and saw a fish near a muddy pond. I hopped along, mouth wide open, and visited a fish. It was getting dark when Mama Bear baked a cake, went to a farm, and zapped a cow. All of a sudden, Friendly Frog, Ribbit, dug some worms.
Okay, I'm stopping it right there because, oh my god, it's just not stopping. It just is not stopping. He won't stop talking. Stop, Papa. Stop. There's actually... Can you just hold down the button? Is there a way to turn it off? There's no way to turn it off. It'll turn off by itself eventually, and it scared the heck fire out of us last night when it did. You don't have to worry about turning off your talking stories because it'll automatically turn off after 4 minutes after your child has stopped playing. That's what it says. So, I'm gonna close this. That's talking story. It's so colorful. It's so weird. It's so delightful. And it clearly has more than the 25 sayings, right? Because like when you leave it to its own devices, it has all kinds of like clauses and prepositional phrases and establishing whatevers and who this, that, and the other things. A complex little piece of machinery from 1994. That's a talking story, Baron St. Bears. But wait, who created this? What is this company that created this thing? And well, how many talking stories were there? The weird thing is I can only find proof, evidence, of 4 different talking stories. The Berenstain Bears, which seems to be the main one. It's the one that I keep encountering in when I'm looking. I'm wondering if that was like the most produced one. The other one I see is there is a Enid Blyton's Noddy series has a talking stories based on Noddy. And it looks like, if you're not familiar with Noddy, it's a British thing. It looks like the Noddy one has Noddy, like a little Santa man, like a dumpy dog. I don't know what that is. Postman Pat. Baby bear, and then has like, you know, like finished his tea or hopped on a bicycle. So it's basically the same thing. Probably means a lot to you if you're a big naughty boy. But I'm not. Oh, here we go. It's a bumpy dog and Mr. Plod and slowly, suddenly, quickly. Oh, this one gets me some adverbs. Finished my breakfast. Oh, I assume Noddy now is the one telling a story. Finished my breakfast, hopped on a bicycle, heard the noise, rolled out of bed, made sandwiches, chased after a big red bus, and looked out of the window and looked out of Butby Road, pedaled down my car and went out to a big basket. Just naughty. It's your typical naughty adventures. The other one is a Clifford the Big Red Dog, which if there's any indication from the incredibly horrifying Emily Elizabeth model at the top, it's Emily Elizabeth who yammers her jaw up and down and apparently tells these tales. And with this, you get characters such as Emily Elizabeth, Mommy, Daddy, Clifford, and there's a smart one. Everyone. Everyone is the last option. So you can get some wonderful stories like everyone wondered aloud whether it might rain in the park near our favorite spot, or everyone was excited he could run over the swing set in the sky, or Daddy was happy we should take a trip for a picnic lunch near our favorite spot, or Clifford said we would need extra ice cream in the mud with my wagon. It kind of starts sounding like that "So Much Depends Upon a Red Wheelbarrow" poem after a while. So that's the Clifford one. The only other one I could find evidence of, there was like a video of it, was a Mother Goose one. And I actually can't find it anymore. It seems to have faded away into the background. But who...
yummy dinner.
That was the book turning itself off. But who made this toy? Who were the original San Francisco toy makers? Were they actually a bunch of toy makers from San Francisco? Well, I decided to look up the history of the original San Francisco Toy Makers Company. Here's what I found. The original San Francisco Toy Makers were founded in 1992. They made toys. Galoob, which was one of those, or is one of those, does this still exist? Galoob is one of those weird toy companies that existed, founded in San Francisco by Louis Galoob, which is amazing, and his wife, Barbara Galoob, the late Louis Galoob, okay? Hasbro purchased Galoob in 1998, so that's it's all over and done with by this point. But Louis Galoob was he was in partnership with Robert Galoob. I'm saying Galoob a lot. Ooh, Galoob a lot. If I ever come up with a children's book series, it'll be set in the land of Galoob a lot. So David Galoob, who was not the founder and not the brother of the founder, was the son. That's it. Okay. David Galoob took over the family business when Louis Galoob got sick. Okay. Then, at some point in the 80s, David Galoob had been signed on to make WCW figures for Galoob. But then he got ousted from his own company, and he took the WCW license and started his own company called the Original San Francisco Toy Makers. In 1998, WCW dropped San Francisco Toy Makers and went with Toy Biz, who would go on to like buy Marvel. Wasn't that what happened with Toy Biz? They like bought Marvel for like a brief period of time. I'm not really sure how that works, but meanwhile, San Francisco Toy Company gained some momentum and started creating toys that you're probably very familiar with. You know, I don't want to get you too excited, but you're going to recognize a bunch of these. So who doesn't remember 1997 as the year of Sarah Safety, the electronic talking doll? Or how about Sammy Shapes, the electronic talking doll? Okay, maybe Do What Simon Says, the electronic talking doll. No? How about Sweet Baby Talk, the electronic talking doll? Or maybe you remember Primo Blocks, huh? 1997's Primo Blocks, or Room Wars FX. You could project things on the wall, the solar system and stuff. It's like a game. There was Eagle Force, huh? If you were ever at a gas station or Walgreens, You saw Eagle Force figures. It was like cheap G.I. Joes. You remember Eagle Force, or maybe you remember Francie Farmer. Huh? They have, she had children's songs inside of her that you could play. Not the author, Francie Farmer, by the way. This is a doll called Francie Farmer. There's an author named Francie Farmer. This is a different thing. How about Benny Bedtime, huh? 1997 was the year of Benny Bedtime. It had pre-recorded songs in it. Not being, how about Betty Bedtime? Baby Lil? Trollkins! No, not the early 80s cartoon Trollkins. This was like troll dolls, but they like had like dresses on. How about Animal Yakkers or Flick Stick Flyers or X-Team or Tree Tunes? It's a toy jukebox that could be used as a Christmas tree ornament. How about Extreme Team or the Air Screamers or E-Picts or E-Picks or E-Ware or Championship Radical Racing or Whitley? That was a doll that told stories. Or how about Goopy? I guess what I'm trying to say is the original San Francisco Toy Company mostly made toys that you bought at the drugstore. They sold the toys you bought at the drugstore. These were grocery store toys. From Goopy to Alpha Tales, from Sundeck FX to the Envision electronic toy for playing cartoons and movies as well as games and coloring applications. They sold stuff that didn't sell well, the original San Francisco toy makers. But somewhere along the line, at some point, they got the license for the Berenstain Bears, Clifford, Naughty, and apparently Mother Goose. I guess you didn't have to get the license for Mother Goose. And they made these boxes that are hilarious. These hilarious boxes called Talking Stories. That's it. That's what this is. It's a hilarious box, and you can press a button, and then you play it back.
Once upon a time, mouth wide open. It has been a fun day for all.
Thank you so much for listening. You can buy these on eBay. They're all over the place. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for the Bear Stand. This was my episode about nothing, because last week was an episode about God, and I don't feel like dealing with that anymore right now. I did write to Mike Berenstain thanking him for the beautiful book, because I found the Berenstain Bears Keep the Faith to be an amazingly wonderful book, if you remember from my episode, and he wrote me back a massive letter talking about his beliefs and the intentions of the Berenstain Bears religious books and how frustrated he gets still that people think he's trying to put one over on them by releasing Christian books when they are clearly labeled that they're Christian books. It's just an endless series of frustrations. And also, I wouldn't say confirm, because I knew it was true. He did reiterate, I guess, that he is no longer partnering with Zondervan. That ended. He said, so there's no new Zondervan Living Lights books being published. He moved ahead with a new line of spiritual books, simply published by Random House, the Berenstain Bears, Gifts of the Spirit. I hope anyone who likes the Berenstain Bears will give these a try. It's my intent in this series to have the Berenstain Bears, as you put it, focus on good works in the community and strive to make their world a more loving and kind place, regardless of our differences. So I guess the Berenstain Bears Gifts of the Spirit Love has already come out. He said, you and I once discussed the fact that for years I've been trying to get someone to publish a Berenstain Bears book about acceptance of others from diverse cultures and backgrounds. Finally, that has been accomplished, and I am rather pleased with the result. I hope others will feel the same way. And he says that his 5-year-old granddaughter likes it a lot, which he considers a good testimonial. I would agree. I don't have a 5-year-old granddaughter, but I trust them implicitly. So thank you, Mike, for writing back so many wonderful words. It's just always wonderful to hear from him. He's a very, very kind man. Mouth wide open. My favorite Papa Bear quote. Mouth wide open. What I should do is I should record all of these prompts and then make my own soundboard of myself. And then you could, or I could just do a soundboard of myself, and then you can make your own Phil podcast and just go to town. And I don't have to do this anymore. And you could just be like, I'm just done. You make your own. Maybe I'll do the thing where I record my voice and then you just type in words and it'll say it in my voice. That'll be nice. And then make your own. You can always have me with you. Long after I'm gone, I'll be with you. If nothing else you take from this, just take that. Long after I'm gone, I will be with you. Thank you so much for listening. I should put that on a shirt and sell it. Thank you so much for, with like a picture of my face, but like wearing Papa Bear's hat. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next time. I don't know with what, because I've hit this weird like roadblock of books that I'm like, I don't feel ready to talk about this. So I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. But thank you, Jen, so much for giving me this hard plastic box of delights. And thank you all for giving me your own personal hard plastic boxes of delights that I call your attention. So find me on Twitter, find me on Facebook, find me wherever, and I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.